This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Leaders Gagan Thapa and Bishwa Prakash Sharma elected as General Secretaries of Nepali Congress. Results out for 3 out of 8 posts of Joint General Secretaries. Defence Minister Manindra Rizal resigns from his post following defeat in General Secretary post of Nepali Congress. Government of Germany hands over 4.1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. And over 88,000 infections confirmed in a single day in United Kingdom yesterday. Now, the news in detail. Leaders Gagan Kumar Thapa and Bishwa Prakash Sharma have been elected as the Nepali Congress General Secretaries from the Nepali Congress 14th General Convention. The party's Central Election Committee informed that Leader Thapa secured 3,023 votes, while Leader Sharma received 1,984 votes. Likewise, as candidates for the post of General Secretary, Leader Prakasharan Mahat got 1,556 votes, Leader Pradeep Podal secured 1,393 votes, Leader Dr. Manindra Rizal received 809 votes, and Leader Dr. Rajaram Karki secured 106 votes. After being elected as General Secretary, Leader Thapa said he would play a constructive role to make the party united. Likewise, Leader Sharma said he would work responsibly for bringing transformation in the party. Similarly, Nepali Congress leaders Mahalakshmi Upadhyay Dina, Jeevan Pariyar and Bhismaraj Angdambe have been elected as Nepali Congress Joint General Secretaries from the voting. As per the Nepali Congress statute, there are 8 Assistant General Secretary posts. Meantime, the vote counting for the remaining posts of Joint General Secretaries of Nepali Congress is on the way. Nepali Congress Central Election Committee Coordinator Gopal Krishna Ghimire said the vote counting was on the way at the party central office in Sanipa. Among 8 clusters of the post, the vote counting is on the way for various categories. Minister for Defence Dr. Manindra Rizal has resigned from his post. Minister Rizal submitted his resignation before Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba yesterday. He organised a press conference at the ministry after resigning from the post. Rizal had contested for the post of Nepali Congress General Secretary under the 14th General Convention and lost the election. The Election Commission has published the name list of 2,025 voters for the upcoming National Assembly member election to be held on the 26th of January. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Election Commission informed that 532 Province Assembly members and 1,493 ward chairs and municipality mayors and deputy mayors had been included in the voter name list. 14 voting centres across the country have been selected for the National Assembly election. Meantime, the Commission has urged the concerned sites to register political party for the election of National Assembly member by the 24th of January. The government of Germany has handed over 4.1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. Charity Affairs of the German Embassy, Dr. Stephen Rusick, handed the shipment of vaccines to Minister for Health and Population Beurth Khatiwada amidst a program at the ministry yesterday. Nepal received 2,176,650 doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine and 1,965,600 doses of Moderna vaccine under the COVAX facility. On the occasion, the health minister said the vaccines provided by Germany would be a support in meeting the government target of vaccinating the people against COVID-19. On the occasion, the German Charity Affairs said the vaccine assistance would help protect Nepali from COVID-19. Spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Sangeeta Kaushal Mishra, said the Moderna vaccines would be given to children of the 12 to 17 years age group from 19th to 27th of December. The Johnson & Johnson vaccines would be given to those people going abroad and to other targeted populations. A total of 184 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 11,018 samples. Likewise, 267 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, two persons died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,567 in the country so far. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast chances of snowfall in high hilly and mountainous region of the country from today due to the western low pressure system advancing along with the westerly wind. The department has urged for adopting necessary safety and precautionary measures to protect themselves from the possible impact of the snowfall and cold weather. It has advised people to follow safety measures to avoid adverse impact on daily life, including the mountaineering activities and air transport. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha has urged the International Organization of Migration, IOM, Chief of Mission for Nepal, Lorena Lander, to provide COVID-19 vaccines for Nepalese aspiring foreign jobs. In a meeting with Lander at his office yesterday, the minister praised contributions of the IOM Nepal for having addressed problems facing Nepali migrant workers in the international labour market. He also praised the IOM chief of efforts taken by the ministry in utilizing skills acquired by the Nepalese who have returned home from foreign employments and capital mobilization. In response, the IOM chief said that the IOM was ready to play a role of facilitator to end problems facing Nepali migrant workers and suggest on the areas relating to policy level and technical aspects. The World Bank has announced $93 billion replacement package with the International Development Association, IDA, to help low-income countries respond to the COVID-19 crisis and build a greener, more resilient and inclusive future. The financing brings together $23.5 billion of contributions from 48 high and middle income countries with financing raised in the capital markets, repayments and the World Bank's own contributions. The financing package agreed over a two-day meeting hosted virtually by Japan was the largest ever mobilized in IDA's 61-year history, according to a statement issued by the World Bank Group. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. A record number of Delhi coronavirus cases have been reported across the United Kingdom for the second day running, with 88,376 infections confirmed on Thursday. England's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Chris Whitty, said the Omicron variant could rise incredibly fast, but its peak subside quickly due to boosters. There was also a record for top-up vaccines with 745,183 third or booster doses being given on Wednesday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has urged people to use caution in the face of the variant. But the Prime Minister insisted England was not being put into lockdown by health after some of its own MPs had accused the government of putting hospitality under an effective lockdown. Meanwhile, the Queen has cancelled her traditional pre-Christmas lunch as a precautionary measure amid the surge of the Omicron variant. European Union leaders have warned Russia that action against Ukraine will result in massive consequences and a severe cost amid worries over the build-up of Russian forces on the Ukrainian border. The message, which came after the last European Council summit of year in Brussels, also mentioned possible restrictive measures against Russia, but no detail has been released. However, the bloc also encouraged more diplomacy with Moscow. Meanwhile, the Kremlin denies its plans to attack. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far West province and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Far West province. Chances of light snowfall at a few places of the western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Leaders Gagan Thapa and Bishop Prakash Sharma elected as General Secretaries of Nepali Congress. Results out for 3 out of 8 posts of Joint General Secretary. Defence Minister Menendra Rizal resigns from his post following defeat in General Secretary post of Nepali Congress. Government of Germany hands over 4.1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. And over 80,000 infections of Omicron variant of coronavirus confirmed in a single day in the United Kingdom yesterday. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.